Welcome to another great divine hour of visitation. A moment you'll be waiting for. A moment to receive from the Almighty your heart desire in the name of Jesus. Today we are going to look at a topic that says meekness. What is meekness? Meekness is an attitude or quality of heart whereby a person is willing to accept and submit without resisting to the will and desire of someone else. Now, meekness simply means obedience. Obedience to what? Things of life. Simple things of life. Obedience to the word of God. Obedience to humanity. You know, this meekness is very, very vital in our life. For you to be meek does not mean that you're a weak person. No, that makes you what? A strong person. Because obedience is only what strong people that can keep to what? To the word of man and to the word of God. So to be meek is a strong tool that you must not ignore in your life. If you don't have it, you must search for it, look for it in all you can and get it. Because obedience is the tool. Look at the other time I spoke on happiness. It led to your hand. I told her that no one creates your happiness. You are the only one that creates your happiness. It lies in your hands. Everything in life lies in your hands. Because God has given you the privilege. God has given you the opportunity. So today that we are talking about what meekness is in your hand. It's simple word, obedient to instruction. Instruction of God, instruction of man. Okay, now let's look at this example. For instance, if the man have low spanker, what does he need to do? He need to walk, keep to walk, to the rules, to the words. Simple obedience from the daughter, what the daughter have told you to do, in order for you to, what you taste, so the span, instead of what should become more thicker. You know that when you enter the summer, yes, you know that, yes, things, this will happen in a positive way to the glory of God. This is lies one on your meekness. If you are not obedient to the structure of the daughter, that the daughter is telling you, okay, oh God, stop taking this, stop taking that. If you are not obedient, you just whatever the daughter is saying, he is for the daughter. What is it that the daughter is saying? You will listen, please. Let's learn to obey. Simple obedience matters. It go far away to help us. It go far to help you to get the result you are looking for. Simple obedience is very necessary for every one of us to be meek. Because when you are meek, it just simply means you are keeping to instruction. Please, it helps. When you listen to instruction, you go far. When God gives us instruction, okay, don't tell you, don't do this, don't do that. Let's keep to it. Well, if we can keep to it, see that we automatically will excel. It's disobeying instruction that makes us sometimes difficult for us to find what we want. And the will of God for us is for us to prosper, is for us to excel, is for us to conceive, is for us to have our children in the house. Now let's look at one of the Bible verse, Psalm 25 verse 9. It said the meek will be, he will guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. If you are not obedient, I will God teach you his way. I will tell you, okay, this is what you take. This is what you eat, my daughter. This is what you do in the house. This is what I want to happen. It's simple word, obedience. Simple obedience, how to keep to the word of God. It's keeping to the word of God and make that you're looking for comes to pass quickly in your life. So meekness needs to be what? Obedient. For you to get to that achieve result you want, you must be what? Obedient to the word. If you are not obedient to the word, you know how difficult it will be. So let's just keep to the word, obedience. It helps us. When you are meek, it helps you as an individual, as the wife, as the husband. It helps you in the house. Then the result that you are waiting for, it will come ease. Because the Bible makes us understand that none is a barrier in the land of the living. God has made every one of us to be fruitful. All we have to do is to pay full detail, full attention to the word of God, to his word, total obedience to his word. Now look at what the meekness does in your life, in your home, increases what the joy you're looking for. Because when baby comes into the home, automatically your joy multiply. So when you are obedient, you automatically bring what joy into the home. It take away what anger from the house. It brings what beautification to the home. And you know, once joy enter the home, automatically everything begins to work out for what good. I will pray that God will visit you with a divine visitation of miracle babies in the name of Jesus. Now, so please, let's learn to keep to instruction. It's very, very important. And sometimes we also need to rest. You'll be given instruction, please reduce the stress you give to yourself. As a woman, your stress must be reduced. Working morning and night, day and night, let's reduce it. It also affects us. You just simple obedience. Let's reduce our stress. Anxiety. Remove worry. Worry does not make baby to stay in the womb. Remove worry. All your worry lay in the hands of God. God knows how to take care of it. Take away all your worry and put it into the hands of God, who knows everything about you. Worry will not make baby to stay in your womb. Stress will not make baby to stay in the womb. So maintain yourself, the man and the woman. Please maintain yourself. I will pray that God will give us the spirit of meekness in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to meet and conceive and have that miracle baby in the name of Jesus. Because life is being controlled by what? Obedience. Rules and regulation. If we can keep to the rules and regulation of any organization, to the rules of God, to any system, you see, to the nation, you see that there will be positive result. So we pray that as we keep to all this, God will bless every one of us in the name of Jesus. I want to declare into your life by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare that God will visit you with your divine miracles in the name of Jesus. That we shall look for, God will grant it to you in the name of Jesus. God will grant you your miracle babies in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "Not is a barrier in the land of the living." So Jesus has made you to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I declare that there will be miracle babies in your home in the name of Jesus. Sooner than you expect, people will gather to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. Every barrier, everything that is tying your womb in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that let it disappear in the name of Jesus. For every word that Jesus have not spoken in the name of Jesus, I declare let it be out in the name of Jesus. Let the will of God be done in your home, in all you are looking for in the name of Jesus. Only the will of God in the name of Jesus. The devils and his angel I commanded to pack their load and begin to run out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of meekness I declare that the Lord will give it unto you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give unto you the man, the Lord will give it unto you the woman in the name of Jesus. I declare peace in your home in the name of Jesus. I declare peace in your home in the name of Jesus. I declare happiness into your home in the name of Jesus. I declare joy into your home in the name of Jesus. The Lord knows how to do wonder, will visit you with wonderful babies in the name of Jesus. Your heart desire will be granted in the name of Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus, because you know you have answered in the name of Jesus. Have your will, the spirit of the living God. Visit every home with your miracle babies in the name of Jesus. For more information, please contact this number, 070-6082-6541. Thank you so much. I remain blessed. Jesus loves you.